السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما بهيمة من الأنعام وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال الله عز وجل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has granted us this auspicious and really great day, Eid al-Adha. Islamically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only granted us 2 days to celebrate. One is Eid al-Fitr and other one is Eid al-Adha. And both days are link with great sacrifice and ibadah. The whole month of Ramadan, we fast. And at the end of the month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the day to celebrate Eid al-Fitr because we have done very great ibadah of fasting throughout the month. And likewise, in the holy month of Dhul Hijjah, those fortunate souls who go to perform Hajj, may Allah accept their Hajj also.
Amen.
So for the rest of the world who cannot make it for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this day, Eid al-Adha, Yawmun Nahar, one of the greatest day in the whole year. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, the best day of the year is Yawmun Nahar. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that best ibadah during the day of Eid al-Adha, loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Ihraqud Dam, sacrificing the animal on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا, that we have made qurbani, sacrifice, compulsory upon each and every nation. So this is not new for us, or it is not only obligatory upon us, rather this is the sunnah from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. His two sons Habil and Qabil, as we know, were the first people to sacrifice on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sacrifice of Habil was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sacrifice of Qabil was rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason given, that Habil said that Allah only accept in Allah yataqabbalu min al-muttaqeen, that Allah accept the qurbani and sacrifice only from those who are righteous, who are God-fearing. So main object of the Qurbani, my brothers and sisters, is to adopt the taqwa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory the fasting of month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted the purpose and reason of the fasting. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyamu, kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. That, O believers, we have made compulsory upon you fasting during the month of Ramadan, as we made compulsory upon the previous ummah. So you may obtain taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing. That was the main object of fasting, to adopt the taqwa, to inculcate the piety within ourselves. Same hukam and command and wisdom has been mentioned with regard to qurbani and sacrifice. Here also in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted, لَنْ يَنَانَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That verily the flesh and meat of the animal and the blood of the animal does not reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only your piety, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from you. So for every ibadah, we have to remember that the main object of the ibadah and worship is to adopt the taqwa. And this is a very great sunnah of our forefather, Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba Hadrat Zaid ibn Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Sahaba asked, Kalu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ma hadil adahi? Why do we have to sacrifice animal every year? Qala sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, it is the great sunnah and tradition of your father, Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sahaba asked, wama lana lihada? What reward, what benefit we are going to achieve and get by sacrificing the animal? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, لِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَةٌ. For every hair on the body of the skin, of the skin of the animal, you will get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Sahaba asked, وَمَا لِنَا لِسُّفُ. If the animal doesn't have the hair, but it has the wool, like lamb, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, that same reward, لِكُلِّ شَعَرَةِ مِنَ الصُّوفِ حَسَنَةٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم, that for every fiber of the wool also, same reward. You will get the same reward of sacrificing. In the hadith of Rasul, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, said this sacrifice animal will come on the day of Qiyamah with their horns and hooves, and they will be weighed into the scale, and they will be vehicle for you to cross the bridge of Sirat. That's why it is said, you must sacrifice with happy heart. You should not be stingy when you purchase the animal. You should not complain about the price. Rather, you spend more, little bit extra money and purchase the animal which is healthy, which is good looking, and which is better for you on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And you must sacrifice with open heart, with happy heart. And we should have this zeal and this enthusiasm while you are sacrificing the animal. That, Ya Allah, I am going to prepare myself and I am going to be ready to sacrifice my ego, my anger, my desires, my lust for your sake. If you are just slaughtering the animal, and our lives are not according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that kind of sacrifice does have no value inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, millata abikum Ibrahim huwa sammakumul muslimin. The title, we are proudly regard ourselves, identify ourselves as the Muslims. And we should be proud of it. This is the very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has granted us the wealth of iman. We are amongst the Muslim. So we should have proud of this, our identity. And this identity granted us by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So we must appreciate Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in this regard. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa walam yakun min al-mushrikeen. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a very great personality. He was by himself, was the ummah, what the nation. What ulama explained in this regard, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean by inna Ibrahim kana ummatan. He was individual, but such a great individual, he was equivalent to one great nation. Meaning, the submission of Allah, of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, if you put in one scale and put the submission of entire world in other scale, the submission of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam will outweigh. The taqwa of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, if you put in one scale and on the other scale you put the taqwa collectively of whole of the nation, the taqwa of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam will outweigh. The humbleness of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam by himself alone, if you put in one scale and you put the humbleness of the collectively all the whole nation on the other scale, you will see the humbleness of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam will outweigh. Sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, if you put in one scale and the sacrifice of entire nations, all the population, all together, collectively, you put on the other scale, you will find the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will outweigh. And that's no comparison. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita lillahi anifa walam yakun min al-mushrikeen shakiran li an'umi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila sirati mustaqim. That was the beauty and sifat and attribute of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, shakiran li an'umi. He was thankful. He was showing gratitude, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An'umi, Allah explained the small little tiny favor of Allah. He used to appreciate that also. Like when a person have big favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it understood, he appreciates that big bounty of Allah. But that was the habit of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. That was the sunnat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. That was the humbleness of Hazrat Ibrahim salam. He used to appreciate even small little tiny favor of Allah. He used to regard that small little tiny favor also very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِعَنْهُمِ اِجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ سُرَاتِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected him, chosen him, and guided him towards right path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اِجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ سُرَاتِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. He was good in this world and he was better in hereafter. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am commanding you, فَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ, that you must obey the millat and sharia of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah never commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow the sharia of Musa alayhi salam or sharia of Nuh alayhi salam or sharia of Isa alayhi salam, but he's only commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to obey the sharia of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the sharia accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَّمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ اللَّهُ يَنَالُ أَحَدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala said, I have tasted Ibrahim alayhisalam in several occasions and he passed his test. And then after passing the test Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Inni ja'aluka lin-nasi imama. Now I'm going to make you the leader of the all the nations. That is why amongst all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 124,000, Allah knows best. Only Ibrahim al-Islam is the popular prophet among the all the nations. Jewish respect and honor Ibrahim al-Islam and regard him as their own prophet. Christians, they respect and honor Ibrahim al-Islam and regard him as their own prophet. Even the Hindus, Brahma, they say Brahma. The Brahma is the derived from the Ibrahim. And that one of the great idol or god of Hinduism is Brahma, which is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So you find all the big relations or religions of Islam, of the world regard Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is their own prophet. Why this popularity? They did not respect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jewish and Christian. They did not regard Isa alayhi salam as their prophet. They condemned. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the only one individual has the popularity, respect and honor amongst all the nations. Why? Because he sacrificed that much and he passed his test. Number in the childhood, as we know, that was the great test of his aqidah. From the beginning, from the childhood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided him towards the tawheed and oneness. He was a great preacher of monotheism. In those days, in that era, in that environment, people were unaware to worship only one God. It never used to make sense to them. Same in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he started preaching and inviting the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, towards oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards one Allah. They say, how it is possible? We have so many needs and necessities of the world. So for every need and necessity, we need different kind of God, like different department, different ministers is in charge of different departments. How each and every need and necessity can be fulfilled just by one individual God? It doesn't make sense to them. And that's why the reason they did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message of Tawheed. Same thing happened in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole community, even his own family, Azar, his own father, who was an idol worshipper, idol maker, he rejected. It doesn't make sense to us that we should only believe in one Allah. So from the beginning, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to give the taste. And because inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not like him and they thrown him into the fire. And that was a very great test. Just imagine the child, 10, 12 years old, young. Quran mentioned Fata. Fata is youngster, teenager. The whole family, the whole community, including the Namrud, the king of the time, who used to regard himself as one of the gods, and people used to worship him. He stood up firm in front of the court of the Namrud and debate with him in that age and defeated him. First Hazrat Ibrahim salam said, my Rabb is there, wa yuhyi wa yumeet. He has the power and kudrat to make a person alive and grant death. Namrud said, I can do it. He was a stupid king. He called two people. One was an innocent, no crime. He ordered him to kill him. So he was killed. Other one was sentenced to the death penalty. He did the crime. He was waiting for his, the death penalty. He said, oh, set him free. Then he said to Ibrahim, look, I have the power. I can kill anyone whom I like. I can set free anyone whom I like. Ibrahim understood this is a very stupid person. He doesn't understand the meaning of life and death. Life and death is the different meaning. That a person was nothing and then you grant him the life. That is called the real life. So Hazrat Ibrahim in that age argue differently. He say, my Rab, my Lord, to whom I worship, towards whom I am inviting, he is bringing the sun from the east. You bring from the west, from the different direction, opposite side. فَبُوْهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. He was amazed, he was stunned. Who can bring the sun from the different direction, from the opposite direction? No one else. It will only happen through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prior to the Yawmul Qiyamah. And that will be only once in the whole life that the sun will rise from the west. And that will be the greatest sign of the Qiyamah. But other than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun and commanded him task. And since then, sun is rising from the east every single day. So this was the intellect of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he defeated Namrud in his court in front of all the people. Then he got mad, he said, okay, throw him into the fire. Again the different taste came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We all know Jibril alayhi salam came and requested, please, we have the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us to protect you. Mikael alayhi salam came, I am in charge of the rain. I'll bring the rain right now. And this fire will extinguish. The angel of air came and said, I can flew you away, thousands of miles away from here, and you will be protected. But Ibrahim alayhi salam has full conviction, tawakkul, faith, reliance on the qudrat of Allah. He only answered, O Jibril alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, I respect you. Thank you very much for your offer. I understand your feelings about me and concern about me, but my Rabb, my Lord, is watching me. Hasbi Allah. Hasbi Allah. Look at the power of his iman. In every opposite circumstance, and this is the lesson for us, my brothers and sisters, we are going through in our lifetime so many difficult tasks and trials and tribulations, financial trials, physical problems, marital problems, social problems, economical problems. What we have to do? We have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to put full conviction and iman on the qudrat and power of Allah. Allah can do with means, without means, against the means. Here everyone, even the angels were scared because the fire was so huge. There was nowhere physically, logically, that Ibrahim or anyone else could be protected in that huge fire. Because Allah has created fire to burn the things. And that's his habit, that is his quality. Whatever comes into the fire is going to be burned. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created fire. But Allah can do and show his miracle in Qudrat, that same things which have been created for the purpose, Allah can change the purpose if he wants, if he likes, anytime. Because after all, it is the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam cut off from all kind of asbab and all kind of help and assistance, he cut off his mind. And he uttered, no, I don't need anybody's help. I don't want the help of the creation. I am going to rely on the qudrat of my creator. If he wants me to be burned, I am prepared to do it. Not one time, 100 times. Life is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how he is going to be pleased. By my burning into the fire, I am prepared for it. I am ready for it. So this is called Islam. This is called submission. This is called devotion. And we have to come to that stage that we have to cut off from the creation and we have to rely on the Creator in every circumstances, in every situation, in every condition. This is the lesson we have to learn. Then look at when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen Hazrat Ibrahim salam's tawakkul and iman onto that level and stage. Immediately he commanded to the fire, Ya narukuni bardan. Salaman ala Ibrahim. Same fire. Outward he was looking, it's burning. The flames and blaze was so high. But inside that fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition of the fire there and there. That same fire was very hot, you know, used to burn everything for Ibrahim alayhi salam. It became cool and peaceful. Not only bardan, but salaman. Ibrahim alayhi salam used to say, whatever time he spent, or 40 days or whatever period, that was the best time of his life he spent inside the fire. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fire cannot burn, you know, without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the fire can, the knife cannot cut without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing, Ibrahim Islam was, it was a great imtihan and very great taste of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he was seen in his dream, he slaughtered his own son, Ismail Islam. He came to his son and said, this is what the dream I have seen it. What is your opinion? He said, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Oh my beloved father, go ahead. This is the command of Allah. If you slaughter me, I will get better than you. You are my father. You love me. But if I sacrifice for the sake of Allah, I will get my Allah. I will get better because right now I'm in this dunya. After slaughtering, after sacrificing myself, I will get better place, which is Jannah and Paradise. Look at a small kid. What was his iman? How the tarbiyat was made by Hazrat Hajra, his beloved mother. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's muhabbat, his love, and his azmat was full in the heart of Ismail alayhi salam. He said, oh my beloved father, don't delay it. Just go ahead. You will find me amongst those who are patient. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Both of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised both of them together, father and son. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. Father also surrendered it. And son also surrendered it. Father also submitted. And son also submitted at the same time. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This submission, this surrender, and brothers, is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all have to take this lesson from this great incident of sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ibrahim Ismail Islam and Ibrahim Islam. And this is how we are following this great sunnah of Ibrahim Islam every year by slaughtering the animal on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this takbirat which we read, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was putting the knife on the neck of his beloved son Ismail alayhi salam, and with full power he was, you know, trying to slaughter, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the knife not to cut the neck of Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salam. He saw Jibreel alayhi salam coming down, and Jibreel alayhi salam was saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When he heard this voice, Ismail salam said, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then Ibrahim salam opened his eyes. He see the ram from the paradise is there. He said, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this takbirat we started from yesterday is going to continue till Friday Asr, inshallah. This is the takbir of three great personality. Hazrat Ibrahim, Jibreel salam, Ibrahim salam, and Ismail salam. So when you recite this takbir, visualize it, think and ponder such a great takbir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. So we have to say with this conviction. So those brothers who are going to sacrifice, inshallah, the great sunnah is this: we should sacrifice with our own hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sacrifice every year with his own mubarak hand. The great sunnah is, if you have the strength and power, we should sacrifice with our own hand. And in the last year, Hajjatul Wada, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed, he brought 100 camels, he sacrificed with his own hand 63 camels. And rest of the camels, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed. That was the indication that lifespan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only 63 years. And after that he passed away. He departed from this dunya. So when you sacrifice the animal, this should be our niyyah, that, oh Allah, today I am sacrificing this animal, but I am willing to sacrifice my ego, I am willing to sacrifice my anger, I am willing to sacrifice myself, I am willing to sacrifice everything, my pleasure, my desires, my lust, for the sake of Allah. If you do this, that is only our qurbani will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and this is what the dua we are uttering after slaughtering the animal. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That my all prayers, my all sacrifices, even my life and my death is belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be our enthusiasm, this should be our niyyah. May Allah accept our qurbani. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to practice the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.